Dr. Sam Myers is a principal research scientist at the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health and founding director of the Planetary Health Alliance. He joins us now to talk about the new book he has co-edited, Planetary Health, Protecting Nature to Protect Ourselves. And we welcome Dr. Myers to the program. Thank you very much for being with us.
It's great to be with you.
Thank you very much. So before we go too far, what is planetary health?
So planetary health is this field that's really emerged only over the last 5 years or so that is focused on understanding how our sort of transformation of most of our planet's natural systems, from climate to biodiversity loss to global pollution to land use change, all of these ways that we are changing nature, how those changes come back to affect our own health and well-being.
Okay, so with that said, give us an example, and I guess put it into context of where this current global pandemic would fit into that.
Well, you know, the examples are, you know, the first half of the book is really
right.
Goes through each dimension of human health. So whether you're talking about nutrition or infectious disease exposure or non-communicable diseases like heart disease and stroke and cancers, or mental health effects or displacement of populations and conflict, all of those things are being driven now by transformation and disruption of our planet's natural systems and the way those changes are affecting the sort of core conditions for human health and well-being. So, for example, research that I do here at Harvard looks at how our addition of carbon dioxide to the atmosphere is actually making our food less nutritious. And when you grow food crops at concentrations that we expect to reach by the middle of this century, you see significant reductions in nutrients like iron and zinc and protein. And when we've modeled the impacts of those changes on the populations of 152 countries around the world, we find that just those changes alone could push between 150 and 200 million people into new risk of micronutrient deficiencies, which are a big deal from a health standpoint. You mentioned COVID, and you know that's one of many, many examples of how infectious disease exposures are connected to our interactions with the natural environment. In the case of COVID, our interactions with wildlife populations and the fact that we have very risky sets of behaviors around bushmeat hunting and wild animal trades and wild animal markets and incursions into wildlife habitat, all of which promote these spillover events where new pathogens can come out of wildlife populations and into human populations.
So when it comes to this planetary, the idea of planetary health, it's keeping your eye on a lot of spinning plates, right? Because it's coming at you from everywhere.
No, it's exactly right. And in some ways, it's sort of a different paradigm that connects a lot of things that have been disconnected. And fundamentally, it's sort of recognition that the scale and pace of human impacts on our planet's natural systems has reached a point where, you know, thinking about environment and environmental science and thinking about global health are now two sides of the same coin, that the sort of life support systems that underlie human health and well-being are crumbling to the extent that they really threaten global health. And so it's actually very much defined by complexity and systems thinking and the need to explore how all of these different kinds of environmental changes, most of which are happening at the fastest rates in the history of our species, how they're interacting to affect basic things like the quality of air we breathe or the quality and quantity of food we produce or our exposure to infectious diseases or our exposure to natural hazards like hurricanes and fires and droughts and floods, even the habitability of the places that we live. And so it sounds complex, but all of those complex changes come together to affect these really sort of fundamental and basic conditions that underlie our health and well-being.
One of the sections, as I say, you've co-edited the book, but you've also written several of the sections in the book. One of them is Food and Nutrition on a Rapidly Changing Planet. Give us a sense of how that fits into our planetary health.
Well, I think, you know, one of the biggest impacts of global environmental changes on human health will be mediated through food and nutrition. And already, you know, we have some major challenges in front of us. We need to roughly double global food production in order to keep up with demand over the next 50 or 60 years. We already know that our food production system is driving a lot of the dramatic global environmental change that we're concerned about, from biodiversity loss to land use change to water scarcity and arable land degradation to climate change. And we know that all of those changes in the sort of core biophysical conditions that underpin our food production system, that those changes represent real headwinds to increasing food production. And so we call that sort of the triple challenge. And you know, the good news is there's actually a huge amount that we can do to produce our food much more efficiently and with much lower ecological impact. But we need to get started in embracing those solutions. And so, you know, we can change our diets and the kind of food we eat, which also has some really significant co-benefits for our own health, which is a common theme in planetary health. Many of the things we think we need to do for environmental reasons or to protect the biosphere are also good for us or have economic benefits. We also need to reduce food waste. We waste about 30 to 40% of all the food that's produced globally. And so that has a huge environmental consequence as well as economic consequences. And then we need to actually think about our production approaches. And there's an enormous amount that's available in terms of new approaches to food production, which would make a big difference.
You note in the book that often our concerns relative to food have to do with the quantity, but you also say that the growing issue is quality. How so?
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. You know, the whole Green Revolution and the period from sort of 1930 to the present was characterized by trying to increase yields, particularly of grains, and we were very successful at doing that. We were less focused on providing nutritious diets, and as a result, we've seen this huge pandemic of obesity and what are called metabolic diseases, diseases like high blood pressure and heart disease and strokes. And we now recognize that insufficient consumption of foods like fruits and vegetables and nuts and seeds and legumes is actually driving a lot of the burden of disease globally. And so we need a shift away from a paradigm that's emphasized only calories, but toward one that emphasizes the nutritional quality of the foods that we produce, which, you know, also highlights some of the challenges we face. As I said, you know, rising CO2 is actually making our food less nutritious. The decline in global pollinating insects, which is part of, you know, this trend that people have called the insect apocalypse and is part of biodiversity loss more broadly. But the decline of these insects that pollinate our crops also really affects the crops that are most nutritious and important for protecting health. And so we've started to really try to understand how those changes are affecting global health. But certainly we need to really be focused not just on having enough calories, but on having nutritious diets.
There is a lot in the book, and it's very important. It's a huge volume and so many ideas and so many thoughts in it. Very important. It's Planetary Health, Protecting Nature to Protect Ourselves. The book is published by Island Press. Dr. Samuel Myers, I thank you very much for spending time with us. A great pleasure to have you on the program.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me. Thank you.
Always a pleasure. Thank you. Again, the name of the book is Planetary Health, Protecting Nature to Protect Ourselves, published by Island Press. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.